KMJ News Time 7:49, and we welcome back to the program as we do every Monday, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe. I am a big lover of burgers, and let's preface this story that you're going to talk about with this. We are going through or about to go through a burger transformation in River Park.
Yes, indeed. We broke this story. Our food writer extraordinaire, Edward Smith, broke the story on Friday. There's a new concept coming into the former Hanger Burger location at Fresno's River Park. It's called Brooks Burgers, and that might be familiar to some people. It should open in mid-August, so this is a bit of a sneak preview. So Hanger Burger opened in 2019 in the former World Sports Cafe location, and you could tell kind of why the timing with that would have been difficult with COVID right around the corner. So Brooks Burgers is what's coming in. It's a franchise that got its start in Pismo Beach in 2016. You know, a lot of Valley people like to go out to Pismo. Maybe they've checked it out. Fresno was the first franchise for this company. The team behind Brooks Burgers is also very familiar to Fresno diners. The Brooks family, they've owned and operated Cool Hand Luke's, Huckleberry's. They sold those brands off in 2016. That's four generations of diner owners in this family. They used to run Perko's, Brooks Ranch, Country Waffles, Jeb's, Blueberry Hill. Their next venture is Brooks Burgers. And, it's a father and son team that's going to be running this. That's Randy and Luke. They really wanted to create a place that serves classic American fare, burgers, sandwiches, salads, milkshakes. What sets them apart, the beef is locally sourced, and they're affordable. You know, you can get a burger combo starting at about $7 over there, which, you know, obviously these days is a deal. The way they describe the business is going to be is polished casual at a fast casual pace. So they want to open more locations in Fresno. There's also interest actually in Arizona, and there's another location planned for San Luis Obispo, and Pismo is supposed to get a second location. So Brooks Burgers expanding in a big way, and River Park is part of that plan.
Yeah, the two things that jump out at me about that when I first saw this, a great price point, as you mentioned, as well as locally sourced beef. That's a real positive. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Finally, what is going on in the housing market here? You've got homes selling for one price. You've got them getting appraised at another. Make sense of this for me.
Yeah, we talked to some local appraisers just to take the temperature of what the market is. And, yeah, it's a situation where they're doing their jobs, but, you know, these homes are actually selling for $20,000 to $40,000 above the appraised value. So it's, you know, home prices obviously are rising. The median is about $415,000 now, and that's up 30% compared to last year. One local appraiser with almost 50 years of experience on the job, the word she used were nutty in a feeding frenzy. They're facing challenges on appraising these houses because they're working with existing data. But, you know, a lot of these houses are selling for, you know, I don't know if you'd want to call them inflated prices. So it's hard to get comparables. These guys are also booked anywhere from 2 weeks to a month out. A lot of rush jobs where people need an appraisal in 3 days, and they're paying thousands of dollars in a premium to get these appraisers out there. They say the standards have changed a little bit to become an appraiser. It doesn't take as long to get your license. And really what these appraisers are saying is that once construction sort of catches up with demand, that's going to bring things back to normal. And the single biggest thing would be a decrease in interest rates. They say for every 1% increase in interest rates, values of a house drop 10 to 11%, which was really interesting. So, you know, they say, you know, Fresno has always been an affordable place, but the higher and more often these appraisals come in, you know, high, and then they pay a higher price than that. That, you know, this sort of pattern could last a while in this market.
That is crazy stuff. Boy, it is volatile indeed. Gabe, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you, sir.